This is Tina Oldno interviewing Dale Anderson at Dale's home in New York, New York, on July 21st, 2005, for the Archives of American Art, disc number one. Dale, we'll start with you and talk to Doug a little bit later about his background, but I wanted to get both of your backgrounds. When and where were you born, to start at the beginning?
I was born in New York, in Brooklyn, in 1944.
Describe your childhood and family background.
I don't remember very much about it in Brooklyn because we moved to the city when I was about four. And we moved to 68th and 5th Avenue, and my parents bought, it was one of the first co-ops ever built in New York City.
Oh, my aunt lives at 68th and 5th.
Well, which building?
It's 870.
That's where I grew up.
Oh, really?
Oh, is that funny? That's where I grew up. And I have a sister that's 8.5 years older than I am. And the big question was, where did the girls go to school? And the only place that the girls got in the same school was a school called New Lincoln, which was an experimental school on 110th Street between 5th and Lenox, between the Horace Mann School and, I think, Columbia College. And so we both went. I started in kindergarten and she was in high school. So it was a very radical, experimental school, much more so than any of the Montessori schools. It was the kind of place that they would say, I mean, I didn't learn how to read until I was nine, because it just didn't seem, you know, I had no reason to. People read to me and I didn't care about it. And, you know, the school didn't push it. They figured ultimately you'd learn how to read. One day my parents very smartly bought a tape recorder and they had me read in it. They played it back and I said, oh my God, who's that? And they said, you. Well, the next day, obviously, I could read. But it was the kind of place that if you wanted to discover, you know, talk about gorillas and learn about their ecosystems and everything, you'd build environments. You'd learn to eat their food, and you'd make papier-mâché masks, and you would do all this in-depth kind of stuff, and it was not a traditional education. It was very much about sort of what you wanted to do.
Was there someone who had founded this school? I'm thinking of like the Rudolf Steiner schools. Was there someone whose philosophy this followed, or was it just really on its own?
I don't know.
Its own program?
I don't know. I mean, my parents truly had no idea where they were sending us. And my sister was much more normal because she'd gone to like a regular school and she knew all this stuff. But it was a school comprised of, there was a lot of scholarship. There was a lot of ethnic diversity, and the joke was if you were Chinese and came from, you know, the Sudan and your father was a tap dancer, you were in. That was what it was about.
So do you think that this kind of education taught you to think differently?
Very much so. Mm-hmm. Very much so. I'm not at all linear. I am absolutely much more about immediacy, what I see. And that's how I'm very immediate.
And have you really, your intuition and your kind of immediate reactions to things, this is something you've been really developing over your whole life? And do you see a development in that, or has it always felt pretty much the same?
I'm very good at seeing relationships between other things. And so when I look at certain objects or pieces of art or whatever it happens to be, I see relationships in it that maybe other people don't, but it's just how I happen to see. And I guess I'm very empathetic with the artist because for me it's almost always about the idea and how something is communicated, but that's how I learned, that's how I went to school, that's the kind of schooling I had.
And after you went to school there, did you go on to college?
Oh God, my parents wanted me to go to college. And I thought that was the worst thing in the whole world. And I wanted to go to work, although I didn't know what I wanted to do. And my parents said, absolutely not, you're going to college. So I went to college, it felt like for 15 minutes, and I said, I'll show them, and I got married. And it was just easier to do.
In your first marriage, when did you, well actually what I wanted to ask you was, when did you start collecting, or did you collect?